Keys begin a five-game series with the Carolina Mudcats down in Zebulon, North Carolina. Kyle Hewson joined by the Keys strength and conditioning coach, Gene Escat. And Gene, for those who don't really know what your role is, describe that for them, what you do on a day-to-day basis.
So as far as my job, it just entails basically injury prevention and trying to get them to perform at their top level. On a daily, I'll stretch them out. I'll train them. I will be their psychologist if they need it. I will usually in the mornings we go for a training session from about 10 to 12, but I'm around them usually all day until game time. Yeah.
And what's the difference in training a position player versus a pitcher? What sort of things do you have to, you know, specifically do to, you know, differentiate those two positions?
Position guys are pretty easy based on they get to play every day, so they're doing athletic movements on the daily. Just a quick reminder to keep their body strong, powerful, and fast. Pitchers are a little tricky just because we have to try to keep them athletic. And then based on either a starter or a reliever, starters are usually like a planned four-day schedule based on, you know, when they start. And then relievers are just my everyday warriors. They're trying to keep themselves as fit as possible until they have to go to their next outing.
As you get into the middle of the season and beyond the middle of the season like we are in July, does the training change from the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it can. It just the monotony, like the everyday same stuff every day, can get old, especially with seeing each other every day. So trying to change it up and keep something fresh for them is usually what I try to keep in mind.
I think you're a little bit different than some of the other strength coaches that you may see around baseball, and the fact that you played at this level and a little bit above this level as well. Do you feel like that helps you out when you're developing these programs, kind of thinking back to, okay, you know, when I was pitching, this is how I felt?
Absolutely. I try to resort back to my experiences when I was a player and try to relate them to them. It's tough because each guy's different, especially the position guys. Position guys can be a little tough because I was a pitcher. I can definitely, my advice to the relievers is easy. I can relate to them very, very easily, but the other guys can be sometimes challenging. But it's you know, it's just knowing each individual and, like, sticking to a schedule and a routine. I think that's what kind of matters to them, and not just being here one day and there another. So, yeah.
You pitched with the Keys a few years back. What was your experience like pitching in Frederick?
It was amazing. It was one of the best places I probably ever pitched besides beyond my college experience. The town has definitely grown since I was there in 13 and 14. It's just a great place to be. I mean, I was in Delmarva, which is amazing. But this year has been great as far as, I mean, the fan base and just the community supporting the Keys. It's been awesome.
Kyle Hewson with Keys strength and conditioning coach and former pitcher Gene Escat. You mentioned your college career. You accomplished something that very few guys get to accomplish, and that you won a College World Series. Is there any words you can put to describe that moment that you guys won in Omaha?
Yeah. incredible. Absolute camaraderie. A careless kind of feeling throughout the dugout, and just something that you always dream of but never really think it's going to happen. Then when it does, it feels like everything kind of works. It feels like, the, you know, you matter a little bit. It's pretty cool.
A couple of your former teammates played in the big leagues, a number of them actually. Let's start maybe with Austin Wins. How cool was that to see him make his big league debut this year?
It's a dream. I've seen that guy grow up all the way from when he was, you know, a freshman at Fresno. And just to, you know, when I heard he got called up, I called him, and I didn't really have any words to say to him. I was pretty speechless, as was he. We knew that there was a possibility, I mean, after the years he's had in the past, but to see him actually on TV doing what he does best is just, it's really special for me, yeah.
Probably the most famous teammate that you had at Fresno State is a pretty good outfielder for the Yankees right now, in Aaron Judge. When you played with him at Fresno, did you know that he was going to get to this level?
He had a All-American type year his freshman year, but it was nothing like he's done now. He really came alive his sophomore year, but when he first came on his recruiting trip, I think when he was a senior in high school, we all thought he was just a basketball recruit coming around just to see the baseball guys training or whatnot, and we realized, oh wow, he's a baseball player. So our head coach at Fresno always knew he was going to do something special, just not how soon. Faced him a couple times in Double A when I was a player, and just to see what he's become is mind blowing, and it's again, it's just pretty unreal.
We were talking a little while back about you guys playing some pickup basketball at Fresno State. How good of a pickup basketball player was he?
So we would go to the Fresno Rec Center, which probably entails a lot of, I mean, I'm a meathead, but there's a lot of frat guys there and a lot of guys that are kind of have a little attitude. And if you can imagine, Judge would show up in low-top Vans with a very careless attitude, and we would win easily by 10, no problem, yeah. So that's kind of, yeah.
You just feed it into the post to him and let him do his work?
Absolutely. He's an athlete through and through. I mean, I think he was a three-sport player or athlete in high school. But, yeah, he had no problem bullying those guys. He's 6'8", you know, 270 pounds or whatever. So no problem.
I know you love baseball, but another passion that you have that we've talked about a lot is surfing. You're a big surfer. When did you start surfing?
Originally started when I was probably, I'd say, 7 or 8. My dad is a big surfer. We kind of relate on that aspect. He's currently in Hawaii. That's where I was born, and it's just part of the culture there. I remember he really wanted me to convert from boogie boarding to surfing, and he would be a little frustrated when he would take me to the boogie board spots because it's not really surf friendly. And once I started surfing, I think he was very excited. So that was probably around, you know, 12 years old.
And when you were in Delmarva, you said you went surfing on off days. Where'd you go surfing?
So I went surfing every day in Delmarva.
I was in
Assateague on the daily before stretch. Last year was pretty incredible for waves. I know we had some pretty bad hurricanes, but it kind of stretched up to the northern part of the country there, and it produced some good surf. Yeah.
Is there a favorite spot that you like surfing?
My one of my favorite spots I can think of is down in Monterey, California. It's right below Spanish Bay Golf Course. That's one of my favorite spots I probably ever surfed. My best memory I've had is surfing with my dad out at Canoes in Waikiki, out in the south side of Oahu. Yeah.
And is there a particular place that you haven't surfed yet that you want to get to?
Absolutely. There's all over the world. All over the world. No, it's an endless kind of adventure. I've been fortunate enough to have my fiance hop on board for wanting to surf. So we're going to, you know, travel as much as we can throughout our life. To surfing's something you can do all the way until you're 70. So I hope we can continue that. So.
And I'll end with that. You mentioned your fiance Jolene. How'd you guys meet, and when's the wedding going to be?
So wedding is November 3rd. We met actually when I was a freshman in college. She was a junior in high school, staying as a foreign exchange student. She's from Germany, so we met there at my best friend's was hosting her as a foreign exchange student, so we kind of met through that, and then reconnected when I was actually in Bowie playing for the BayHawks, and we went from there, and now we gonna tie the knot. So
and the rest is history. Well, Gene, really appreciate the time, and we'll definitely catch up down the road.
Well, thank you, Kyle. It's good to have me.
Gene Escad, the Keys strength and conditioning coach and former pitcher for the Keys. We'll be back with the comfort and starting lineups in just a moment.